I knew I'm a celebrated walking man from Walk and Never Short. I can do more curls than any man from Glasgow down to York. And if you'd like to see me style, just call around on me. When I've had several beers in the barroom, it's in the barroom, that's where we congregate to drill the holes and fill the coals and shovel back the slate. For to do a job of work, well, I am never late. That's provided that we do it in the barroom. At Putton, I'm a dandy, I hope you will agree. And gunning along the gunning boards, where I make the chummins flee. Kelly sweeps and back of our tones, they never bother me. When I'm sitting on the limmers in the barroom, in the barroom, in the barroom, that's where we congregate to drill the holes and fill the coals and shovel back the slate. And for to do a job of work, oh, I am never late. That's provided that we do it in the barroom. No, I can judge a shot of powder to the 16th of a grain. I can fill me 18 tubs a day with the waterfalls like rain. And if you'd like to see us in a perpendicular vein, why, that's when I'm sitting tomorrow in the barroom. It's in the barroom, that's where we congregate to drill the holes and fill the coals and shovel back the slate. For to do a job of work, oh, I am never late. That's provided that we do it in the barroom. Ah, but now me song it's ended, I hope we'll have another. But didn't you fire any shots in here, or we will surely smother. The landlord here, what sobs could be with the ganter, all the bother of putting up them ventilators in the barroom. In the barroom, in the barroom, that's where we congregate to drill the holes and fill the coals and shovel back the slate. And for to do a job of work, well, I am never late. That's provided that we do it in the barroom.
If you turn second left at the High Street, past an old pub called the Swan, there's a memorial to my Uncle Albert. And though of not many heroes, he was one. Now, he wasn't a man prone to boasting. He stood, I'll bet, only 5 feet. But them 5 feet was covered in glory, as you'll hear when his old comrades meet. There's a stain on the floor of the barroom. There's a cap in a case by the door. There's a verse on a stone in the churchyard, in memory of one who's no more. It was the time of the forced Yankee moon men. There was racing from Catrick as well, and I'd backed the 6-4 favourite, and he was, that is, until he fell. That night was the championship darts match, and the bar of the club was jammed full. We were playing at home in the final, and we started being nearest the bull. The oohs and the ahs broke the silence as both teams that wrestled with might. A game to remember forever by all, even them that was tight. Some favoured cardboard, some feathers, some favoured heavy, some light, but all were experienced past masters in split-second reckoning and flight. Then the nail that was holding the dartboard, it bent with an ominous creak, and there wasn't another to replace it, at least not straight to hand, so to speak. And then the club's consort chairman, renowned for his improvised wit, says, "Oh, put old Albert beneath it. With his height, he'd just a boot fit." The crowd, it looked round at poor Albert. And the secretary got right to the nub, saying, "If he doesn't, the match will be forfeit. Howie Albert, for the honour of the club." Albert had no need of thinking. His blood rose to answer the call, and he jammed his head under the dartboard, crying for Queen, club, country and all. There's a stain on the floor of the barroom. There's a cap in a case by the door. There's a verse on a stone in the churchyard, in memory of one who's no more. Not flinching, not moving, he stood there, except once when he went out the back. Until the game flowed in our favour, the opposition was starting to crack. Now, all that was needed for victory was a 5 and a double 16. The 5 was obtained very easy. Then silence fell over the scene. The player squared up with his arrows. It was Sidney, Albert's own son, who'd played very well the whole evening until now, when something went wrong. Well, it might have been all the excitement, or some smoke that got into his eye. Or it might have been his new wellies, but he slipped just before he let fly. Albert stood transfixed in horror as he watched the oncoming dart, and his teeth gnashed in pain as it hit his gold chain and ricocheted up through his heart. There's a stain on the floor of the barroom. There's a cap in a case by the door. There's a voice on a stone in a churchyard, in memory of one who's no more. Did he fall like a bird when it's wounded? Did he cry out in the midst of his pain? No, he gritted his teeth and he whispered, "Howie, son, let's finish the game." Albert's blood dripped down his waistcoat as Sidney took aim and threw, hitting double 16, sweet, neat and clean, though how he felt, nobody knew. "Someone grab Albert," cried the steward. "Hold him upright," the crowd they all roared. "Prop him up, hold him up in the armpits. If he falls, he might damage the board. There's a stain on the floor of the barroom. There's a cap in a case by the door. There's a verse on a stone in the churchyard, in memory of one who's no more."